This is KCUR 89.3. A celebration of clay in all its forms is underway. More than 100 ceramics exhibitions are on view in Kansas and Missouri to coincide with the 50th Annual National Council on Education for the Ceramic Arts, or NCECA, conference in Kansas City. But as more artists experiment with digital tools, some of the artwork on display hardly seems like clay. As KCR's Laura Spencer reports, Kansas City artists and institutions are pushing the boundaries.
Near the entrance to the project space, an intimate gallery in the block building at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, there are two ceramic seats, like drum-shaped Chinese garden stools. These are decorated with images of hypodermic needles and Robert Mapplethorpe photos, echoes of the AIDS crisis of the late 1980s and early 90s. And I'm sitting on one of these seats next to Catherine Footer, the Nelson's Director of Curatorial Affairs.
So I love the fact that we can sit here and have a whole range of conversations in this gallery with people around us, with art around us that can really engender different conversations.
Interactivity and innovation are embedded in the exhibition called Unconventional Clay. Footer organized it with co-curator Lee Taylor Mickelson, and the 24 artists in the show, she says, are pushing the boundaries of ceramics.
New processes using 3D printing and ceramics, using digital technologies for both designing and fabricating.
As curators, they were looking for the unexpected.
Clay as a material, not an end in and of itself.
My particular interest really is sort of in digital tools.
Andy Brayman is one of the artists in the exhibition.
And using digital tools or digitally driven tools with a really sort of like physical material, ceramics, clay.
And he's in a studio, a large light-filled warehouse in Independence. There are workstations and a variety of tools, a kiln, a 3D printer, and computers. He stands next to what's called a CNC machine. It's how he crafted a gray tile piece that curves up the gallery wall at the Nelson.
Those tiles, even though they're all triangles, they're all sort of unique individual triangles that would have been cut out on this and then dried and fired.
Brayman says digital media in ceramics is like early electronic exploration of amplifying sound. Think Bob Dylan swapping his acoustic guitar for an electric.
A similar way I think about like the digital tool set is it sort of offers some things that you can't do in an analog world, or in Dylan's case, like an acoustic world. So I kind of look for things like that, and I think, okay, well, what would I amplify in ceramics then? Like, how could I do that?
It's not just professional artists experimenting with digital tools. It's also students in ceramics. The Kansas City Art Institute started the fall semester with a $750,000 renovation to the ceramics building, including a digital studio with 3D printers.
And right now I'm using it to print peep plugs for our kilns. I'm going to take a mold of this piece later.
That's Emily Sowers, a senior in ceramics and creative writing. Sowers says she uses the printers for making molds and for three-dimensional sketching. But her primary digital passion, she says, is laser cutting. And it's how she turns her ceramics into an installation.
I photograph my ceramic work and I render them in like black and white so I can have them laser cut as silhouettes. And then when I'm displaying my ceramic work, light is projected through the negative space of the laser cuts onto like screens.
Back at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, visitors in the gallery are drawn to another kind of installation. As you walk up close to a wall, video projections of eyes open on abstract ceramic hands. Walk away and the eyes close. Mika Nagishi Laidlaw teamed up with brothers David and Steve Ryan, as Catherine Footer explains.
Mika makes the abstracted hands, and yet she collaborates with the twin brothers to incorporate projection into them and also visitor interaction to make a complete work where you almost ask, where is the ceramic? Where is the clay? And it's that kind of unexpected.
Footer says that's part of the appeal of clay, its limitless potential, and how much an artist can do with it, creating fired and unfired works, permanent or temporary, with or without digital tools. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
The exhibition Unconventional Clay, Engaged in Change runs through June 12th at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art.